This is Harry Murray. I thought I'd give you a breakdown on what's going on our stream report for the 10th of April. The North Fork of the Shenandoah River is in good shape. It's right cold. You're going to want to fish deeply for the smallmouth bass. The water temperature last night on the stream was running 52 degrees, and I had to go under with big flies like the Murray's Mad Tom and the Murray's Heavy Chub, both those in about a size 6. Fishies on a 2X leader in the deep pools and the deep pockets. If the current is real fast, you'll probably have to go to a sink tip 3 line. That Scientific Angler Mastery sink tip is real good for that. Now, the trout streams. The mountain trout streams are carrying a tremendous amount of water. The water temperature is pretty good at 42 degrees. We're getting some pretty good hatches, but the volume of the water seems to indicate you're going to get the best fishing if you go up on the Blue Ridge Parkway and up on the Skyline Drive and hike into the heads of those streams. Now, the flies the guys are getting the best results with, they're doing well with nymphs because of that cold water. The beadhead red squirrel nymph in about a size 14 is excellent. The casual dress in a 12 is good. Beadhead hare's ear in a size 14 is good. Fish these in the deep pockets, put an SA indicator about 3 feet above it and another one about 6 feet above it, and watch those for the takes. Now, we've gotten some pretty good hatches. If you want to fish dries, the Spirit of Pittsford Mills in a 14, March Brown Dry in a 14, and the Mr. Rapidan in a 14 would be good. Now, what you're going to have to be careful of in these mountain streams is fishing too long a line. That current is ripping down through there. If you fish a long line, you're going to get dragged. So the way I compensate for this is move in as close as I think I can get to the fish without scaring them. But mainly, when you make that presentation cast, get your rod tip up in the air to negate those fast currents, because you've got to get a drag-free drift either with the nymph or the dry fly. You've got to make it act like the natural. If you have any questions on any of this, just give me a ring at the fly shop, which is 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.